Right. Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Rabbi Chiya. Yehuda and Chizkiya were the sons of Rabbi Chiya. Avi yas v'yisuda to kami Rabbi. They were sitting in the Yisuda before Rabbi to Rabbi Chiya, Talmud of the Rabbi. Obviously, they're sitting in front of two Talmud Chachamim. B'lava ka'amrei, b'lo midei. They had really nothing to add to the situation. They knew to be silent and controlled in that situation, so they didn't speak up. Samlu, he said to them, "Gavru chamra adardaki." Listen, a little wine for the kids. Kiech and Delemro Milso, so that they open up a little bit. Let's loosen them up so that they tell us over some Torah. Let's hear what they have to say. Kevan de Ipsum, once they reached the point of inebriation, Patchuve Amro, they began to speak. Then they had something to say. Ein ben David ba, ach ichlu shnei batei avot Yisrael. Ben David, right? Mashiach will not come until the time that two batei avot, two houses in Israel, are wiped out. Ve'elohein, let me tell you who those are. Rosh Golash, Bavel, V'nasi, Sheberetz Yisrael. Right, so those are the two, what we'd call them, the leadership from, we saw before, the Beit David, the leadership of the Shoshelet from David, one in Eretz Yisrael, one in Bavel, and they both have to be terminated or ended before Ben David Kibbutz. Obviously, they were referencing Rebbe was one of those, right, one of those houses. So what they're saying now is something that is very... I guess if I would be offensive or an affront to Rebbe, Shnei Amar, the quote of Pasuk to support it from Yisheo, Vaya, the Mikdash, Uli Evin Negev, Uli Tzur Michshol, the Shnei Batei Yisrael. So the Vayul Mikdash, there will be, you know, meaning a sanctuary, the Evin Negev, for those that have a striking stone, Uli Tzur Michshol, or stumbling block or rock, the Shnei Batei Yisrael, for two Batei Yisrael, meaning that the two Batei Yisrael have these characteristics that, in some sense, block the Mikdash from coming. That's why they're interpreting the pasuk. Right? The Mikdash will have a negative tzur mikshol lishnei Batei Yisrael. Amalem banai kotzim atem etilim beinai. This young guys here, you know, it's all right if you want to speak up, but now you're sticking thorns in my eyes. One thing, if you're silent, now we open up, and all of a sudden you're, you know, they went for the jugular right away. Amalei Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi, how you Rabbi Enecha? Chiya says, you know what, take it easy on the boys, don't worry about it. The Yayin Nita B'Shivim Otiyot. The Yayin was given Mashiti Otiyot, meaning Gematria of Yayin, Yod Yod Nun. Right? V'Sod Nitan B'Shivim Otiyot. And the Gematria of Sod is also Shivim. Nifnas Ayin Yotza Sod. The wine went in, and the Sod came out. So the secrets came out, meaning that true, if they didn't have wine, they would have been able to hold back, and they wouldn't have said such a thing. But already that you gave them the ayin, right, their secrets came out. I mean, not in the negative sense, but they're telling you the Torah that they know, and they learned, even though it may be offensive or affront to you. Once they've had wine, they don't have that consideration, the ability to hold back from saying such things. Tosus points out over here, we also have the Gemara in Ervin. That's the other Gemara that deals with yayin. Right, Nicholas Ayin, yes, a sold. Over there, the Gemara says, "Mitchashivi, I know, hare yeshvo midat shivim zekenim." Someone can hold his wine, then has the dat of shivim zekenim. So this idea of Nicholas Ayin, yes, a sold. Right, there's a careful balance between them. I mean, Nichnas Yayin, V'yatza Sod, and everything pours out, right? That is not what we're looking for in terms of Nichnas Yayin, V'yatza Sod. Nichnas Yayin, V'yatza Sod is when a person has the ability, Mityashibi, I know, someone who is in control and comfortable with the wine, it opens them up and gives them the dat, Shivim Zekenim. They're the same thing, the Shivim, again, the 70s Kenim. So if a person is not able to still be in control after they've drunk, that the wine loosens them up and gives them the ability to think clearer, see clearer, and be more flexible in their thinking, that might be a positive aspect to it. Obviously, there's the risk that when you do enter into that mode or that position, that you get beyond that point, and then Nichnas Ayin Yetzer Sod. And again, not in the sense that we think of as a person, a lowlife, that is drinking wine, and it's disgusting. Here, these even B'nai Rabbi Chiya didn't do something that was necessarily... they said things that were Torah and things that were Jashem and Apsukim, but here again, they weren't considering who they were speaking to, in a sense, the Rabbi. They were speaking in front of Rabbi that wouldn't be necessarily appropriate. So they overstepped the bounds in terms of who they would say it before, but nevertheless, they weren't saying just Shtuyot. Alright. What does it mean? That Vayishkod Hashem al Hara'ah. Hashem hastened, quickened the evil or the bad. He brought it on us. Because Hashem is righteous. Mishum the tzaddik Hashem vayishkor Hashem al harav v'yehelenu. What type of tzaddik is this? Because Hashem is such a tzaddik, he brought more. He brought the ra faster on us. Why is that our benefit? Why is that something good or positive? Yes. Tztoka asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael, shikdim galut Tzidkiyahu, ve'od galut Yechaniah kayemet. Hashem made sure that when galut Tzidkiyahu went ahead by the Churban HaBayit, when they were put into galut, that the previous galiot had already established and made their mark in Bavel, meaning that they weren't just going from Yerushalayim into nothingness, but already, while the Mikdash was still there, and while the community in Eretz Yisrael was still somewhat extant, the community of Babel began to be built up because there were a series of galiot that sent the Jews out to Babel. It didn't all happen at once, and they didn't go to nothing. So they were able to build up Babel and the community of Babel before the final galut out of Eretz Yisrael, before the destruction of the Mikdash. How do we know that? Tiftive be galut Yechonia. It says by the galut of Yechonia ve he charash ve hamazger. These are the artisans and the gatekeepers. Elef, or 1,000. So who is a what's a charash? Kevin shepotchim akol nasu kecharashim. That once they opened their mouths, everybody was silenced. Meaning from their tremendous kochma, their ability, their tamei chachamim. Mazger, kevin shesogrin be'alacha shuv ein potchen. Soon as when they closed the din, when they gave the psak alocha, they don't open it up again. Become ayu, and how many were there? There were elef. So again, you see that those that went into galut with Yechonia had within them tremendous talmidei chachamim, and they had people that had the ability to establish Torah in Bavel, and to establish a community in Bavel they would have, or would rival in the end, the community in Eretz Yisrael. And that saved the Klal Yisrael when Tzidkiyahu, and when the remainder of the Galut and the destruction of the Mikdash happens, when they go into Galut, there's already an established community in Bavel. Ula Amar, this benefit that Hashem did, he brought the Ra faster, is Amar Shikdim Shtei Shanim Elo Noshantem. And so the gematria of Noshantem, you take the gematria of Noshantem, we say is Tof is 400, right? Shin is 300 is 700. You have two nuns is 800. And then you have a mem is 840. And then you have two vavs is 12 is 852. So that means Vino Shamtim Baaretz, that's the pasuk in Parshat Ve'etchanan, that Hashem says that I know what's going to happen, that when you get old in the land, when come a time after that you go into the land and Hashemtim Shem, and then you will be there, and then you will leave me fast, quickly, you will leave me and go away off the derech, right? Kitoli banim ubnei banim, right? That's the parsha that we read on Tisha B'Av. So that you're going to do something wrong. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Shmamina Meherad Mari Alma. First lesson to know is that when Hashem says quickly, that means Tamnei Me'av Chamshim Etaytein Havu. That's 852 years. So you have to know when God says that something happened quickly, that's 852 years, not some perspective, human perspective. Obviously, perspective is someone who has a much broader or longer time frame. That's number one. Number two is that the Galut went Hikdim Shtei Shanim. They were sent into Galut after 850 years and not after 852 years. Because had it been at 852 years, then Hashem would have carried out all the promises there, which is that Ravatem, that he would have wiped us out, all the negative state of Vel Toi Veidun Maher, that you'd be wiped out, that Hashem didn't have to carry out because he did it 2 years earlier. So when he brought the Ra'ah faster, we didn't reach the point of Noshantem of 852. By sending him out 2 years earlier, he protected them in a sense. Right? From the time that this is being said, right? This is the time at the end of the Midbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking at the last year, the 40th year of the Midbar.
In the
Angel
case, from the time they came to Israel, it's 892 years from the time.
Right, so the same year. I mean, when Moshe dies, they enter a month later. I mean, it's 850 years from then. Dabar Acher, Mipnei, I mean, you should know that that's why the Mefarshim have a very hard time, because they have. By Shlomo Melech, when they started to build the Mikdash, it talks about how many years there were, right, till that time period. And then with the Chachamim think the Mikdash stood for 410 years. So you add them together, you should get under 850. Problem is that if you stretch from the time that you enter into Eretz Yisrael to that point in time when they build the Mikdash, it's very hard to get 850 years. So they have to start adding in or moving around years about who's reign and who's shorter and what's longer. So all the Mefarshim, all the Rishonim do that a different way. You have the Ibn Ezra does it one way, right? Everybody has to fit years in order to get the numbers to match. And that's what Sidur Olam Rabba, because Sidur Olam Rabba also tries to do that, to try to figure out what these numbers are. All right. Tanu Rabbanan, Adam Yechidid Nivra, Umipnei Ma, So this is from our Mishnah. Again, if it was a sidebar in the Mishnah, I don't think this is what they tell the Edim. But once we darshan, why was Adam Nivra Yechidi? They also say this other drasha, which is Adam Nivra Yechidi, so that the Minim won't say that there were multiple creators in the world. If you have multiple people created, each creator created his own image. If you have one man, there's one creator. Alright, Davar Acher, Mipnei Tzadikim, Mipnei Rishayim. Shaloya tzadikim amim anu bnei tzadik, ushrim amim anu bnei resha or rasha. We are, meaning that there's predetermination, that it's already determined what our outcome will be, because we come from tzadikim and you come from rishayim, so us is rishayim, we can't do tshuva, there's no hope for us. And we're tzadikim because our parents were tzadikim. So what did Adam Nivra Yechidi to tell you? That we all come from one person, we all come from Adam. And the Resha and the Tzedek have nothing to do with the family that you come from. It has to do with your choices that you make. Right? So, davar acher, mipnei ha-mishpechot, shelo yehu mishpechot mitgadrot zu bezu. Families shouldn't fight about kavod, about yichus, something that they shouldn't have altercations about. Uma achshav, shim nivra yachid mitgarot. Even though he was created yachid, they still fight and they still argue over these things. Nivur shnayim alchaz gama gama. If there were two, just imagine how bad it would be after that. So I say, even though we tried to do that to stop this type of talk or disagreement or quarrels, nevertheless it didn't work. But imagine how bad it would be if it was we didn't have this. Because of the thieves, right, and the those that take by force. Here, when Adam Rishon is created, you know, uniquely or singular, the people still steal. There's more than one, and certainly so. What's the issue? Is that every person will say, listen, you know, you, really, I understand that you and your grandfather, maybe your great grandfather, lived on the land, but way, way back, it was my land. It was my father that owned it. Well, in the end, you can't say that. Why? Because everybody has the same. Right. We all have the same in the beginning. We all belong to Adam Rishon. So it's not this idea that we all come from separate families and therefore we have better claims to the land than you have or better claims here. In the end, we all come from the same lineage and therefore our claims should be equal and whatever, you know, what we have. He says it doesn't work because people still come and steal and chomes. But at least it should be a deterrent of sorts that people don't make these gratuitous claims that that they're great, 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 great grandfather was the one who really owned the land. All right, so now to teach us the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created Adam Yechidi. Why? Tan Rabbanan, Lagid Gedulato Shom Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shadam Tovei Akama Matveot Bechotem Echad. The person takes a mold and makes a number of coins. B'cholam Tomim Zeh L'Zeh. You take a mold, you put it in metal, it all comes out the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tovei Akol Adam Bechotamo Shel Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon is the, right, the great great grandfather of all of us. Nobody's alike. I mean, we're all different. So Hashem created one mold, and yet everybody turns out to be different. Shemar. So quote a pasuk from Yov, Titapech. Right, the world. It's really here. It's like the world changes or comes over. Kichomer chotam. Right, like the same way that a clay is formed by a chotam, by a stamp. V'yitzvu kamo levush. And they come into being, or they appear like a garment does to the world. So the Ibn Ezra, the way that the pasuk is being described here, is that describes the world. People pass away, and new people come along the way. So when I say people pass away, new people come, it's as if the earth is right shedding its clothing and putting on new clothing. But the idea also, so what does that mean? Same idea, that the earth sheds and puts on is kechomer chotam, that it's done through a chotam, it's done through some sort of mold. Hashem creates molds of certain people that come and go, come and go. So it's describing how people come and go, and it uses the mashal of kechomer chotam. We'll come back to the same way. I mean, that they preserve that this
thing on the person, not right, the world.
Right, not the world as all, but the Chomer Chotam is definitely talking about individuals that are turning over. All they're actually saying is that Chomer Chotam is not like I described here, that a clay that they turn over like a mold, but rather he's making the point that the Chotam is so unique to each individual that even after they pass away and decompose, that they will come back to life with the exact same form. I mean, that chutam belongs to each individual, and that when they pass away, it'll come back with that same form. So why are people's faces not alike? Why don't we all look alike? He says, you know what, if we all looked alike, the guy come along and say, listen, I like that house, I like that woman, that's mine. And we won't be able to tell them apart. I don't know if this guy is the guy that was speaking before or not. Again, this is the next pasuk in Yov. Hashem withheld from the Rishayim their light, excited the Rishayim. They would have had a field day, so he held back from them their light. And the strong-arm person, he broke. I mean, that he didn't allow them to come and do these types of actions or these types of behavior by banking into Chomer Chotam, and that they changed, I mean, that each one has their unique form or unique shape. There are three things that make a person unique. Bekol, his voice. Bimar'eh, his appearance. Ubedat, and his thoughts. Right, or the way he thinks. Bekol ubemar'eh mishum erva. From one purpose is that's protect a person, meaning that they should be, a husband should be unique to his wife, a wife be unique to her husband, so that person can't come and just, I mean, during the daytime appear and think the wife will think that it is her husband because they look exactly alike, or bekol, or with a voice, meaning that they come at night and then the voice sounds the same, and also the wife will think that the individual is their husband. Ubedat, why do you have to think differently? Why does Hashem want us all to think differently? Because of the thieves, right, and those that take by force, because if they everybody thought alike, then how could we ever hide something from someone else? How could we ever protect our positions from ourselves? We couldn't outsmart the other individual. They'd always be thinking like we do, and they would just think, wherever you hit it, we can go and find it. So that's not the idea that we have different deot or different thoughts. Tanabanan, Adam Nivra Berav Shabbat Mipnei Ma. Why was Adam created on the Erev Shabbat? So we wouldn't say that Adam was Hashem's partner in creating the world. If he was created earlier and everything was created afterward, so yeah, me, it was God and this individual, which ended up happening, right? That a God and this individual are actually partners in creating the world, right? Davar acher, shim tazuach dato alav, the person starts to become haughty. Omer lo yitosh kadmacha b'masei bereshit. The mosquitoes came before you in Maaseh Bereishit. I mean that you're the last. You weren't the first. Don't think so highly of yourself. Don't think that you're such a great person. You were just the, right? They were the last thought in Maaseh Bereishit. Everybody else came before you. Davar acher, kadei shikanes lemitzvah miyad. In order that he should be able to do a mitzvah miyad, he should enter into Shabbos immediately. Davar acher, kadei shikanes lesuda miyad. So he should be able to eat right away. Should end up in suda, obviously the suda, mitzvah suda of, Suda, here, the Gemara is going to say Suda means that everything was prepared. I mean, that if all of creation was done beforehand, when Adam comes in, he has a ready-made world in front of him. But I think that it might interplay with what we said before, that Ichikanetz mitzvah bilva, miyad, that he'll go into mitzvah right away, means that Shabbos, the Suda is the Shabbos, that he'll enter in right away into Sudat HaShabbos, which is both that everything will be prepared for him already, and he'll be doing the mitzvah of Shabbos. So you could, I don't think they're mutually exclusive in that way.
The Gemara says that Hoshbaruch wanted to give him the Shabbos, but before Shabbos came, Adam Rishon was chote. So he never got the chance to kind of the mitzvah to Shabbos because it was given to him.
He wanted to instruct him about the Shabbos.
It says he wanted to give him the Torah immediately.
All right, the Torah which commands the mitzvah of Shabbos. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Because
he sent. Okay, very nice. Shalom Melech Lazavadam, Shibana Palatrin. Someone built a large palace, Vishichlalan. And then he fixed them up, he itkin suda, he prepared a meal, Nizrachim. Then he brought in the guests. Shinemar, Chachmot Banta Beita, Chatzva Mudeh Shiva. So these are actually the first three psukim in Mishle Perak Tet. Right, Chachmot, with wisdom, Banta Beita, he built the house, Chatzva Mudeh Shiva, they established the seven pillars, it stood on seven pillars. Tavcha Tivcha. They shechted the meat, they brought forth, the animals, and they mixed the wine. Af, archa shulchana, they set the table. Shachana rotel, they sent out the maidservants to cry, gape merome karet, and called out to the, and to the heights of the city to come. So now the Gemara is going to dash in all these pesukim. Chachmaot, banta beita, zumidato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebarat kol olam kulo b'chokhma. This is Hashem, who built the world, or is built on chokhma and wisdom. Chatzva amudah shiv'ah, what does it mean? Chatzva amudah shiv'ah, elu, shivat, yimei bereshit. The world was created in 7 days, so that's what it means, that he placed seven pillars that hold up the world. Those seven pillars are the 7 days of Yom Bereshit. Tosus, of course, jumps in and says, what do you mean? There are only 6 days of Yom Bereshit, of creation, not 7 days of creation. He quotes Rashi, the similar metrics that Rashi quotes in Chumash is, Shabbat. So he created Menucha and Shabbat. Shabbat, by Menucha. Tavcha, Tivcha, Mascha, Yena, Af Archa Shulchana, Elu Yamim, Vinarot, Vachotzorche Olam. Shem created the rivers, right, the seas, and all everything that's in the world, meaning that, you know, the trees, the animals, everything that Adam Rishon would need for his eat, fruits, vegetables, anything he wanted, it'd all be prepared for him. Vachotzorche Olam would be there. That means that he set the table, he set the world up, so Adam would come in. Shulcha Nerota, Tikra, Ze Adam Vachava. So they called Adam B'chava, meaning they brought them in. They called out for the people to come. Who was that? It was Adam B'chava. Agape Morime Koret. So on the heights of the city, Rabba Barachama Rami Ktiv. It says in this pasuk, pasuk Gimel in Mishlei Tet, it says Al Gape, and later on in Mishlei Tet in pasuk Yudalit, it says Al Kisei Morime Koret instead of Gape. So it switches the word Gape to a kisei. So when I said b'tchila al gapei, ulusof al kisei. In the beginning they were on the gapei. Rashi claims that means the heights. Lusof al kisei. In the end they were on a chair. They were on a seat because they were demoted after they sin. At the beginning they were on the heights of the world, but then afterwards they got demoted down to the seat because of their sin. Tosus doesn't like that interpretation because he thinks that kisei is higher. The throne is something higher. So Tosus lands the other way around. He says kanami yesh lejos. Kain kodem shiniz gavgalo chava agape. Before he had chava, he was gape from the pasuk in Mishpatim. Bekapo yab, right? Yavo, bekapo yetze. Gapo meaning he himself, his goof himself, he alone. So that means begape. In the beginning, he was alone. In the sof, al kisei means together with his wife, meaning that he came together with chava. So again, you would have to do the drasha before where it says, shalcho neruta tikra ze adam. And then it would be Chava Gabe Mamarei Koret, meaning that Chava was the one who came, Gabe Mamarei Koret, to be the one who comes to make it that it wasn't Guf alone anymore. He wasn't on the heights alone, but now she joined him on the heights, and that's why there's a Kisei there. Mi Peti Yasur Heino, the one who is a fool or a simpleton will turn here. V'chaser Leiv, right? And the one that is lacking in heart or understanding. And there's a vav missing here, and both of them, v'chaser leiv, and then v'amra lo. And she will say to him, obviously we don't have the quote from the pasuk of v'amra lo, over there, but the woman will say to him, Markaj Barucho mi pito lezeh, who convinced, who caused this individual to sin? Isha? Right, amra lo. He says, the woman was the one who spoke to him. How do we know that? Because it says, dichtiv, no, if isha chaser leiv, the one who is an adulterer, adultery with a woman is chaser leiv, is lacking in understanding and lacks a heart. So here, what basically they're doing is that they are saying chaser leiv refers to an isha, and therefore it says, mi peti yasur heina, who was the simple fool that caused him, yasur heina caused him to over, to violate the sin, is chaser leiv v'amralo. Who's the chaser leiv? The isha v'amralo. And she said to him, and then what she says to him is to convince him to eat from the fruit.
Lack of understanding was really what led to it.
Nice way to explain it, that the lack of understanding here is not a chaser leiv inherently, but because of the way she was instructed about it, that Adam added on the extra dimension that she wasn't supposed to touch the fruits, that lack of understanding about what really was restricted, that's what caused the problem over here. Very nice, nice idea. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, Adam Rishon Mikol Olam Kolo Utzbara Faro. Adam Rishon, he was brought together, built out of fire from all the world. Shneamar Golmi Ra'u Einecha. The form of Adam, Ra'u Einecha, is from everywhere that you looked. Well, everywhere where Hashem looks is everywhere. So therefore it means from the whole world kulo. Right, and in other places, the Gemara talks about that the reason why it's Utsbaravo Mikol Makom is so that it would be Mitkabel. That wherever Adam, everywhere a person would die, the fire would be Mitkabel, that the dirt would accept that person. Amar Rav Oshia Mishmei Derav, Adam Arishon Gufo Mi Bavel, Vrosho Mi Eretz Yisrael. His body was formed from Bavel and his head from Eretz Yisrael. That describes that Bavel is a much lower area, meaning that it's a much deeper depression in the earth. And since it has a lower, goes to lower altitudes, Therefore, they took more out of there. So the goof, the center, the body was taken out of there. Eretz Yisrael, which is higher up, they took only the head. And also, of course, Eretz Yisrael is being chashuv, they took the head from that area. Right? Ve'virav mishar ratzot. And then his evarim came from the other areas, right? Ba'agvotav. And then his, how do we call him, his calves or his heels. Amar avacha mi'akra da'agma. Comes from this place called Akra da'agma in Bavel, but it's the lowest place in Bavel. It's like a very deep, low down place in Bavel, and that's where it comes from, that place in Akra da'agma. They're using the topography of the earth to describe exactly how much was taken out. I mean, assuming that everything was somewhat flat or even beforehand, so now we see that there's a difference. Where was that taken from, or what was taken out of there? So that's what they claim that the Merishon was taken out of there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan bar Chanina, 12 sha'ot ayu ayom. There were 12 hours in the day, meaning the day of creation, the sixth day of creation. In the first hour, that's when all the dirt from the earth was brought together to form. Amen. Made him into an inanimate form, but there was a form of to man at that point. And the third hour, he stretched out, he pulled out, made the limbs of the Adam. Revi'id nizrukah bol nishama. It was given the life force. Vayipach b'afav nishmat chayim. So in the fourth hour. Chamishit amad araglav. In the fifth hour he got up, walked around. Shishit kara shemot. Right? It says in the Bereshit that Adam kara shemot beimot. Right? Adam called names to everybody who was there. Shvi'id nizgav galol hachava. In the seventh hour, Shem created chava for him. Shminit alul mitash shnayim biyardu arba. In the eighth hour, they went to, they had relations, two of them, meaning Adam and Chava went to the mitah, for du'aba, and when they came out, there were four then, meaning that they, this is before the curse of Chava, so there was no, pregnancy was conception, pregnancy, and tzar, there was no tzar leida, it happened out immediately. Now, Tosa says, who are the four that came out? And so you would have thought it was Cain ve'Evel, but that's not, Tosa says it's not the case, because it says, Vayosef Laleret, later on, so she claims, so this claims over here that it was Cain v'Tuomo, right, and his twin sister, right? That is Cain and his twin sister, the Arba that came out over here. Sheet nitzdava shlo lechol min eilah. In the ninth hour, he is commanded not to eat from the right. Eitz adat tovera. Asirid sarach. In the tenth hour, he fails that test. He sins. Chadisre nidon. In the eleventh hour, he was brought to judgment. Shtemisre nidrad v'olachlo. In the 12th hour, he was basically nidrad v'olachlo. He was done with the din and kicked out. I mean, that was all over. Shnemar, Adam Bikar Bal Yalin. Adam, within his glory, right, should not repose. That you shouldn't, in the end, there was nothing, all that glory, everything that was given to him, there was nothing nothing left. He walked away with nothing there.
So, it didn't even last overnight.
Right. Bal Yalin, right, very good. So that would be Bal Yalin that doesn't even, right, didn't even make it through the first overnight. He left before that day. It's a famous line that a animal will never attack an individual unless the animal looks at the individual and sees another animal there. They see a human being, I wouldn't call it a human being, they see Kvod HaShchinah, they see the Nishmat Adam standing there, they'll be afraid of it. As we say many times, that the Mazal of an Adam knows something or is aware. So that's it here. The Beima has an understanding. Maybe it's not even a conscious understanding, but if there's something there that he cannot attack, he'll walk away. But if he's Nishal Kebeima, if it looks like an animal to him, then they will attack it. Shinemar, Nimshal Kebeimot Nidmu. Right, that's the end of the Pasuk. Adam Bikar Bal Yalin, Nimshal Kebeimot Nidmu. Right, so that if he's Nimshal Beimot, if he's like the animals Nidmu, then he'll be silenced. Meaning that the persons, there will be no glory of the Adam if he's Nimshal Ke Behema. So if he's not, if he's Nimshal Ke Behema, then he looks like every other Behema, and that's why he's not a Bikar, Bakar. There's no Yikar over here. If there's Yikar, then he won't be Nimshal Ke Behemot. The important thing, the Gra, this very famous Gra here about the sixth day of creation, that the Gra says, it means the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Gemara in I think Sukkah also that mentions that the 6 days of creation are connected to the Shita Alfei Shana, the 6,000 years that the world would exist. Each day represents a 1,000 years, right? And then the sixth day represents the 6,000th year, which we're actually in now. And then the Gra goes on to say that the, if you break it down, the last 12 hours are the, each one represents, if you divide it up, the section of time. Within that 1,000 years, if you divide it up into 24 hours and 24 parts, right, then each hour represents a portion of that 1,000 years, and then the 12. Each hour here has some shaykhut, has some connection to what will transpire during that part of time, during those hours of the day, meaning those years that transpire. So these 12 hours are a description in some way of what will transpire in the end of time, which we're in now, meaning that towards the end of the 6,000 years, the last 50% of that, the last 500 years of that, which we are now currently in, will actually bring us to a point with which we'll follow some sort of pattern that is mentioned here in the 12 hours that are mentioned in Ma'aseh Bereishit. Right. When Hashem wanted to create Adam, he made a whole set of melachim. What do you think? Let's make man. What is he going to do? This is what he's going to do. Why would you even think about this? This doesn't seem like the right path. Who's man that you would even mention him? That you would even take notice of him? That doesn't make any sense that you create a man like that. Put out his viktana, put out his pinky, it's gone. So the second catch burns them up. The first guy really got smart now. Like, the first guy spoke up, it didn't help. You know, we could tell you the same thing, but it's not going to help. So let's try another tact. It all belongs to you. Do what you want. So then they went ahead and they looked through and they saw what's going to come out afterwards. That their actions are so horrible, their behaviors are despicable. Listen, we didn't say it, but this doesn't sound like these guys were so far off. How come you're upset about what the first two kitayidim said? Until I'm old, not obviously literally, this is derech mashal, but that siva ani esbol, meaning that until I'm of old age, I will suffer, I will carry the burden, meaning that I am forgiving and I will be able to, I will deal. I'm going to be patient about man coming around and doing the right thing. It might not work out right away, it might not work even in the long run so well, but we have to have patience in order for man to come around.
And now we're talking about, it seems to me like, why does Kadosh Baruch Hu need a schedule that extends through time? Why can't Kadosh Baruch Hu deal with things,
immediately? I think this Gemara is actually a transition Gemara. It actually deals with something that we're going to get up to, which is why we say Naseh Adam B'Tzalmenu in the plural form, which creates problems, and that's what the next Gemara is going to be about a little bit. We're going to discuss it. The other Gemara it's talking about is the creation of man, coming back to what we said before, that Adam was Gufmei Bavel and his head Meretz Yisrael. The Gemara is going to go back to this creation of Adam HaRishon, that they're in that progress of creation. This is the story of Adam HaRishon. They're going to get back to this. What was the size of Adam HaRishon when he was created? So I think it connects to the Gemara above about creation of man. It's going to connect to the Gemara below about Naseh Adam B'Tzalmenu. I think it's a transition in that way, but it's telling the story of creation. Adam HaRishon Misof HaLom Bat Sofo Hayah. It was from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Shenemar, Minayom Asher Baro Kim Adam Al Haaretz, the Mekzeh Hashamayim, Mekzeh Hashamayim. From the time that God created man on the earth, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. So that's it. Misofo Ad Sofo. Kevet Shesarach, Hiniach Kadosh Baruch Hu Yado Alav. Once he sinned, Hashem put his hand on him, Miato. And he shrunk him down to size. Brought him down to size. Shenemar, Achor Bakedem Tzartani. I created him back and forth. And then Tzartani. Now either Tzartani comes from the word Tzura, that I created him in a form, or Tzartani means that the word Tzara, that I some sort of diminished him, restricted him. Atashit alai kapecha, which is interesting. And you placed on me your hand. Kapecha in the Chumash is a chof hei. It's in the female form. It's not kapecha in the possessive form. You know, a kaf shalcha, but kapecha with a chof hei. So it's a kapecha, which is interesting. I think Mar mixed it up. God bless you. So Amar Belozer, Adam Rishon min aretz ador kiaya. No. Adam Rishon went from down on land up to the sky. Shemar lemin yom asher bara lukim Adam al aretz mikzei hashamayim. Right. So then he says, "What's mikzei hashamayim is until the edge of the heavens." Given shir sarach, agni yachodesh brachu yadu alavu miat to shemar chovak edem tirtani. So same thing. So kashi kraya adodi. So what is it? Which way is it? Is he from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth? Or is he from the sky into the earth? It says, idridi chad midahu. That's the same thing. It's the same distance. One end of the earth to the other end of the earth, and from the earth to the sky, same distance. So it's the same thing. I think the idea here is basically, you know, obviously that Adam is created, has two parts to him. He has his feet on earth and his head in the sky. That's the way it all should be. The person should knows that he lives in reality and he has to walk around in reality, but his head should always be somewhere else. It means that his head should be in the Rikia Shemayim. And he should be thinking his perspective on that which he does. Right? Right, that his perspective on that which he does, his perspective on life, should come in Hashemayim, should come from the Torah and his Ruchaniyut side. And it's the same thing, that Adam stretches Mikta'aretz and Tzfe'aretz from one end of the earth until the other end of the earth, meaning that man's ability to influence is not limited to his locale, is not limited to where he is. His influence extends way beyond where he is, and that's because the world is dictated not simply by the actions of man, but there's actions of man have consequences, and that there's a spiritual realm to the world that's affected by everybody's actions, and those actions can affect people somewhere else and affect the world as a whole. All right. Now the Amar review, the Amar Rav Adam Harishon Bala Shon Arami Siper. He was able to speak Aramit, or he told over his story in Aramit. And Amar Vili my. This Gemara, I'll be honest, I don't understand this little line in the Gemara. I'll read it for you, but I don't really understand it. Shneamar v'li mayakru re'acha kel. So he says to me, how glorious are your thoughts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hainu damar reish lakish, my dechtiv, what does it mean? Zei sefer toldot ha'adam, l'meit shiro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dor dor v'dor shav. So Hashem told him, each generation and the people that be doresh, dor dor v'chachamav, those that were the Chachamim in Israel, came to Gila Dorosh Rabbi Akiva, Sameach v'Torato. He was excited and glad over his Torah. Mitatzev v'mitato, and he was hurt or despondent over his death. Amar v'li mayaku re'echa keel. And me, how wondrous or glorious are your thoughts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, this idea that he sees what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, and he's amazed by it, and he's wonderful by it. Again, I don't know how this relates necessarily back to this. Aramit? Oh, Yakar. Kavod. I give kavod to your thoughts, Hashem. And the translation of Yakru is here is not glorious, but rather kavod. That I give kavod to what you're creating, meaning that I like what I see. Is that what it means? All right. Very nice. So that helps me. I didn't understand. Thank you. I use glorious or something. How wondrous or glorious are your thoughts? Hashem, special. I don't say it, but kavod here, he's saying that yakar is used here in the term kavod. That relates to the story of Reish Lakish that he gave. He was excited to see Rabbi Akiva and he was able to pay respects to all these individuals or give kavod to those individuals what he saw there. All right. Rami Yudamarav, Adam Rishon Minhaya. He was a min of sorts. Whatever the package that comes along with being a with being a min, but why is that? Because he says, "Ktiv ocha." It says over here, "Shneimar vayikra Hashem lekim et Adam vayomalo ayeka." Says, "Where are you? An natal libcha. Where did your heart go? Ayeka means what are you thinking now? How are you thinking like this? Where did your heart go?" So he's questioning that he had left. Not only was he right, questioning where are you physically, but where are you? Where are your thoughts? Where's your mind going? He also wanted to cover over his bris. Brit milah dichtiv halcha vehema ke adam avru brit. They were like Adam who avru brit. Here means really they violated the covenant like Adam, but here they mean like Adam sheavar brit, that he wanted to remove the covenant, remove the brit milah from him. Dichtiv otam et briti efar. And by Avram Avinu, when it talks about giving the brit milah, it says someone who does not. You get a brit milah, it's brit hefar. He's violated the covenant. So when he's talking about violation of a covenant is the brit of brit milah. Nachman Amar Kofer Bikaraya, he was denied Kodesh Baruch Hu, Givacha Avru Brit, Vichtiv Otam. It says there, Vamru, Al Asher Azvu, Brit Hashem Elokehem. That it says, why are they being punished? Amav Navda Aretz, because they left the brit of Hashem Elokehem, they left the covenant of their Hashem, their God. So that over there, you see that the covenant is the covenant between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this person Avru Brit. They were like Adam who was violated that Brit, violated that understanding that God is their God or God is his God, and that's what he would be. That he was kofer biikar. All right, Tanan Hatam Rabbi Lazar Omer Rabbi Shakud Lomot Torah. person should be shakud over here. Rashi translates as mahir vizariz, quick, right, and always ready to learn Torah. I would use the word shakud also. The shakud means to learn it in depth, to lishkod, right? It means to sit on it and to delve into it in that way. V'damasha teshiv the apikoris, and know how to answer the apikoris. Rabbi Yochanan lo shna el apikoris shel avdei chachavim. That's only true if it's a non-Jewish apikoris. Of apikoris shel Yisrael, koshkein de pakir tvei. It's by a Jewish apikoris much harder to deal with, because he knows all the limudim, he knows everything that you're going to say, and he still already has denied it. So his knowledge is going to make it much harder for you to respond to him, which is always true. I mean, it's a given fact, whenever you deal with people who have some sort of knowledge or a little knowledge, they become much more dangerous than people who have no knowledge whatsoever. Anytime the minim found in the Torah something that indicates there are multiple gods, or indicates somehow that there is something that we would have considered unacceptable or untenable, the tshuva b'tzidan, there's already an answer right next to it. Why? It says, Nase adam b'tzalmeinu, Nase adam b'tzalmeinu is in the plural. God says, let us make man, while us and make man is all in plural. Right? But right afterwards it says, Vayivra elukim et adam b'tzalmo, God created Adam in his image. So Vayivra, there's written in the singular. So when it comes to creation of man, it says, God did it by himself, which means that he was the only one. But even though it says, Nase Adam b'tzalmeinu beforehand. So the truth is, why don't they just get it? Why did they do that? Right? The Medrash brings down the Midrashim quote over there. Nase Adam b'tzalmeinu is to teach you, to teach you how a person should conduct himself, the proper derech eretz. Derech eretz is even a person who is of stature, a person who's a leader, should always check with others and see, you know, get input from them, get feedback from them, and see what they're thinking. So they say, Adam is a man, he did it, that's the right way to do this. So we learned that from Akash Baruch Hu. But still, wouldn't it just been easier not to write that? Why do we have to, we can learn it somewhere else. Why do we learn it from here and then create this type of problem? So it goes, that's, I heard from Meshechter, in the name of Meshechter, that based on that, that when it comes to a competition between, right, a possibility that people might think bad thoughts about the Torah and doing what's right, I mean, derech eretz, and treating others right and correctly, that takes precedence. I mean, that here, the Torah gives you a principle that says, better to write, Nase Adam B'Tzalmeinu, better to write the derech eretz and learning the derech eretz than it is to worry about the fact that the minim are going to say, Nase Adam B'Tzalmeinu is multiple reshuyot. So you see, the Torah made a decision or gives a message about what the trade-off should be. They should err on the side of derech eretz of Nase Adam B'Tzalmeinu, even maybe at the cost, right, of people misinterpreting or thinking improper thoughts about what's being done. So it's just a very interesting idea, because it gives you a sense of why they did. Otherwise, just don't do it. Then we don't have to write an answer next to it because we don't have it. Right. Next, Havaner da v'nevla v'nevla esham svatam. This is by the Migdal Bavel. Shem says, "Let us go down and mix up their languages, the way they speak." Vayered Hashem nirot et ha'ir. But when it comes to Hashem Himself, Vayered is in the singular. Bet Amigdal in the tower. Ki sham niglu elav elukim. When Yaakov comes back from being in Laban's house, he comes back. He finally gets back to Beit El, and in Beit El, he said, "This is the place." Ki sham niglu elav elukim. That's where he stops to build the mizbeach, because there is where gods appear to him. Elukim, right? It sounds like in plural. Niglu elav elukim is written in the plural. Appeared to him in the plural, gods. So right afterwards it says in the next paragraph right there in the Chumash, it says, "Lekela oneoti biyom tzarati." He's speaking, or he puts up a matzeva that says to the God who answers me at the time of my need. Over there it's all written in the singular. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim kirovim elav kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. So over there it says, who is the mi goy gadol? So they're again written in the plural, but then it switches to Elokeinu. Starts the puzzle with Elokim and then ends the puzzle with Elokeinu. So Elokim would be the plural form, right, of Eloka, right, meaning that being a god. So many, it sounds like many gods, and then it says no, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God. Right. Who's like Israel, the singular nation? The end. So there it says, Asher halchu elukim, that God took them out. Right, but there it's gods again in plural. But then it says, liftot lo la'am. He took them, right? Liftot lo la'am. He took them out to be for him, and am written in the singular form.
Elukim, the plural is halchu.
Halchu Elokim, Asher Halchu Elokim. Yeah, both. I mean, they're both. Elokim happens to be plural also, but Halchu is also a verb that's in the plural.
We never use it.
We use it as in the plural, but it means we determine. Elokim means Elokei Elokut, that he is the God. He's the power over all other powers. Doesn't mean that there isn't powers in the nature, but God is the controller or the power of all powers. That's how we use the term Elohim, even though it's really written in the plural form, when we were talking about a singular God. Right. Now the passage from Daniel, it says, Adi Karsavan Rimiv, right, until the thrones were set down, thrones here being in plural, Batik Yomim Yativ, and then the one who looked like an older statesman or the older man sits down on it, but there it's written in the singular. So even though there are multiple thrones that are set out, the singular individual is the one who sits down on it. So where it says, Hanach Lamali. So why did this, why do we need all these? Because Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osid Davar, Elim Kein Yulach V'Pam Al Yishol Mala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything until he checks with his entourage up in Shemaim, Shnemar. Zeret Irin, with the decrees of the angels, Pitgama, his word comes to us, Meimar Kadishim Shelta, and with the ways, right, the words of those that are holy, he asks. I mean, that he asks the Malachim for their opinion, and for he deliberates with them about whether the action is the proper action. Hatinach Kuli, all of them I understand, you can explain that way. Adikar Sabun, Remiv, Ma'ikal Meimer. But when it comes to setting out two thrones, that doesn't work. In all the other cases, you can explain that Gosh Baruch Hu is written that over there, it's all in the plural, to say that he is, right, taking stock of what the others think. He is taking into consideration their opinions. And that's why it says in the plural. And then we have it afterwards, a singular, God acts alone. But over here, by the Daniel, doesn't sound like anything like that. It's not like you have two thrones, and then God sits down, and it's one throne. So what are the two thrones? So, Echado v'Echado David. One throne is for him, and one throne is for David, the Melech. Detanya, Echado v'Echado David. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Akiva, ad matai ata oseh shkina chol. You're going to make the Shekhinah chol? We're talking about God here. We're talking about two thrones. You're going to put David and Melech in one of the thrones? No way. Echad din v'echad tzedakah. Hashem has two thrones. One which he sits on for the midas din, and one sits on for the midat rachamim. That's what we say on Yom HaKippurim, Jidimei HaSlicha. We ask Hashem to come off of the kisei din and go on to the kisei rachamim. So kabbalim minei lo kabbalim minei. Did Rabbi Akiva accept this explanation from Yossi or not? Tashma, I'll show you that he did accept it. Tanya, Echa, the din, Echa, the tztaka, did Rabbi Akiva. Now the price that Rabbi Akiva says exactly what Rabbi Yossi means that he adopted the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that one seat is the din and one seat is for tztaka, rachamim. Amalei Rabbi Lazar ben Azarias, great line. Akiva, malachai tzal agada. Why are you getting involved in drushos of agadata? Says Kla Chetz on the Gaim Valot. You belong with Halacha side of the Torah. That's your area of expertise. You go to the Gaim Valot Halacha. That's where you belong. You don't belong over here in the Joshua side. Echad Kisei v'Echad Esraf Raf. That it's one of them is the throne, and the other one is the footstool or the ottoman that you put out in front of the throne. Kisei l'Shevala. Kizeh, the throne which you sit on, it's in Shafraf, Lav Dom Raglav, and the footstool where he puts up his feet. Amar Rav Nachman, I'm on the Yodel Adure Leminim, Kerav Idit, Lahadr. If you know how to respond to the Minim appropriately, like Rav Idit, then they respond. Vilo Lo Lahadr. They don't respond. Meaning that if you know how to respond, you know how to deal with them, then go ahead and deal with them, because then you'll be Menatzeach them. If you don't know, number one is it'll be a chil Hashem because they'll win the argument, so that's a negative. But also others will see this, and then they might also be convinced by your loss or your inability to overcome their arguments. It's going to make convince other people to go and join them. So he says, Amar Ha'umina the Rav Idit. Amin came to Rav Idit and says, K'tiv Elo Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem. It says to Moshe, go up to Hashem, written in the third person. I mean, that Hashem instructs Moshe to come up to Hashem. Hashem being the third person. Allah, alay, alay, mi poile. She said, come up to me. It's time at Hashem. Amalei. So he says, no. Zeu matatron, shishmo, kishem rabo. There we're talking about matatron, whose name is like the name of his Rebbe. I mean, like a Kodesh Baruch. He shares the same name with the Kodesh Baruch. Dektiv, kishmi bi kirbo. It talks about the malach that Hashem is going to send with Bnei Israel to take them into Eretz Yisrael. It says this malach will go to Kimishmi Bibikirbo. My name is in him. My name is in him. He said we share the same name. He is my representative, and he has the same name as me. Nifluchlei. So why don't we worship him? This guy sounds like he's pretty good. Why don't we worship him? Al Tamir Bo. It says by this malach that Hashem promised the Bnei is going to send him to take them into Eretz Yisrael. It says Shmi Bikum Al Tamir Bo. Do not rebel against him. Al Tamireni Bo. But not here, not using the word Tamir as being rebel, but Tamar like from Tamura. Do not exchange us. Do not confuse us. And do not Tamiri Bo. Don't exchange me for him. Imkein Lo Yisal Pishachem Lamali. So then, why does it say afterwards that he will not stand for your misdeeds? And this malach will be, you know, kishur that din, and he will lo yisal pishachem. He's not going to accept it. Why not? Normally, why do I need that part of the pasuk? I mean, if he's not allowed, in the end, he has no power because it all belongs to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? And he's we're not allowed to worship him. We can't do anything. What does it mean that he lo yisal pishachem? So what? That he won't take our Hashem? We worry about Hashem taking it. What about him? So may himnuta biyadan, right? That we have a mesorah of some sort, right? Afilu b'farvanka nami lo kabilne. We didn't even accept him as a messenger between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, as a messenger to bring and take things Kadosh Baruch Hu in and out. Now, when we rejected this idea that a malach should take us into Eretz Yisrael, and we say no, we want Hashem Himself to take us into it, we rejected him whole, right? Stock and barrel, that we did not leave anything over. We didn't even want him to be any form or any messenger of anything of that sort. We wanted to clear the whole thing. Yeah, Tichtei, Vayom Alav, Yimim Panecha Ochim, as Moshe says, that if you don't come with us, we're not going. It's Amalei, Yawamina, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Yossi. So one mean came and challenged Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Tiv Hashem, Yim Tiras Tom, Vyala Murah, Gafrit Vamelach, Gafrit Veish, Vayt Hashem. It says that Hashem rained upon stone, right? Gafrit, lime, and fire, and made Hashem from Hashem. It says Shemi Itomi Baile. It should be written in the right from him because he's speaking. He's actually speaking. Hashem is speaking. Why is he speaking in the third person? This laundry guy steps in and says, Shavke, step aside. Anam Hadranale. I'll give the answer here. Let me do this. Let me take care of this. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. He says, I'll explain it to you. Bayomer Lemech Lenashav, is in Parashat Breshit, says, Lemech spoke to his wives, Adav Etzila, the names of his wives, Shman Koli Nishay Lemech, listen to my voice, Nishay Lemech. Wait a minute, it's Lemech speaking, and he's speaking about himself in the third person. So you see from this, Nishay Mimbaile, you should say, listen, Shman Koli Nishay, my wives, listen to me. What does that tell you? That's the literary style of the Chumash. That even though it's the person who's speaking is the one addressing it, sometimes they still speak in the third person. It's a literary style, and you can't prove anything from that. So too over here. That's what the pasuk means, or that's what it is. That we, when we say, even though it's Hashem speaking, nevertheless, or it's Him doing it, right, it still doesn't matter that it's written in the third person because that's a literary style that's taken by the Torah. I'm like, where did you get this from? You know, as Kobe steps up and he knocks out this knee, he, you know, gives a knockout punch to the man. And he goes, Rabbi Yosef, where'd you get that punch from? So he says, me Pirkei to Rabbi Meir. I learned it from the Pirkei of Rabbi Meir, meaning from the Drashot of Rabbi Meir. Shmili, I heard this. Rabbi Yochanan Gava Dorish Rabbi Meir of Pirkei. When it used to be Dorish in the Pirkei. Again, Pirkei is before the holidays. You know, Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos Agado, when they used to give all the laws of the holiday, plus some part of the Drasha. Rabbi Dorish Tilta Shmaita Tilta Agarata Tilta Matle. He used to do one third, you know, Halacha, one third Agarata, and one third Mishalim. Right? These types of parables, but lessons for life through parables. He had 300 mishalot that dealt with the fox, right? The Rabbi Meir. But we only have three of them left. What are those three? Avot yochlu boser v'shinei banim tekena. The fathers will eat the unripened or the sour grapes, and the children's teeth, right, will burn or be in pain. Mosnei tzedek, avnei tzedek, right? That you have to have fair measurements. Tzedek mitzara nechalatz ve'yavro v'rasha tachtav. The tzedek is saved from danger, and the rasha comes in place of him. So Rashi quotes over here. What's the story? The story is about a fox and a wolf that get together. Toho shedrima hashaolat azeiv. They trick the wolf. V'kaneis lechatzera yudim, to go into the courtyards of yudim. L'takeni mehem tzarchei suda. Go ahead, you go in there and you prepare. Start to prepare for Shabbos with them. You chalam ayam by Shabbos, then you'll eat with them at Shabbos. You help prepare. You can eat with them. Shabali kaneis chabru ala b'maklot. When he went tried to go into their chatzer court, they showed up with sticks and they started to beat him. Maklot bala arog et maklot bala arog et Yeshua to kill him. Amar lo hilkichucha. They didn't kill you. Bishvila bicha. They're hitting you here, not because of you, but because of your father. He did. One time they let him in and he started to help them with the suda. He ate all the good pieces. And everything that was good there, he cleaned off the table before they got a chance to eat. So Amalo, Bishvil Abba, and he looked at. He said, because of my father, I'm getting hit. Amalo, hey, yeah, you're right. Avot yochlu boser, v'abanim tikaenu. That the fathers will eat the sour grapes and the children will feel the pain of their fathers. Come, I'll show you the real place to eat. He comes to the well, on the edge is this piece of wood, and the rope is on this beam. And the rope is a two-sided rope, and basically part of it is a piece of wood that stretches across the be'er. There's a rope that goes over the two sides, and each side has a bucket in it. Kishurim, nechnasa shu'al b'dli alyon. Shu'al jumps in to the upper kli, v'yichbid, and he goes down. V'yirid l'mato, v'zli atach don ala. And then the lower one came up. Amar lo azeev, lama ata nechnas l'shem. Why are you going in there? There's got lots of goodies down here. There's meat and there's cheese. To eat and to enjoy. He showed him like a reflection of the moon in the water. It's getting gvina. It looked like a little circular, like a piece of cheese that was in the water. How do I get down there? You jump in the other bucket. When I went down in this bucket, the other bucket went up. So you jump into the bucket, and then you'll have it lower down this side. That's what exactly happened. He went in there, that went down, but the shual went up. How do I get out of here? You're the tzaddik, don't worry about it. Some other Russia will step into the bucket and bring you back up on the other side. And isn't it written like this? Which Rashi doesn't explain. As it explains, where the Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, was actually when the Shual went down, he took a rock with him. He put a rock in the other barrel, and he put a rock with him in the barrel. So what did he do? If he couldn't get back up, what would he do? He would take the rock out, throw it out, and that would take him back up. On the other hand, he was able to convince the Shual to jump into the other bucket, and that way he was able to do it, bring it up, even without having to throw the rock out on the other side. And the Marsha says that this represents, this Agadat over here represents the Tzaddik and the Rasha, the Shual being the smart and the good one over here, the Tzaddik, and the Rasha being represented by the Ze'ev, by the wolf. And Ze'ev jumps in and then he brings the Shual back up to the top. So that's the end. That's the end game. That even though things seem at first that you're getting hit by the sticks and things that are negative for you, in the end it's going to work out because in the end, Tzaddik, the Rasha comes, tachtav, and brings the Tzaddik up, meaning that the Tzaddik will get his share in the Olam Haba, he'll get his share plus the share of the Rasha, and the Rasha on the other hand gets the share of the Tzaddik in this world, so he'll get all his benefit now, and the Tzaddik will get his benefit, the Olam Haba will get his benefit in the world to come. Alright, we'll stop over there.